WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Local law enforcement is still looking for someone as part of the ongoing investigation of a Bryan area man's death earlier this week. That follows a room-by-room search of the Hyatt Place Hotel in College Station yesterday afternoon. An arrest warrant was issued Wednesday, charging Matthew Brown for interfering in the investigation of the death of Larry Goodman Jr. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says they've received preliminary autopsy results, but they have not been made public. A Bryan man out on bond for 3 armed robberies last November is back in jail.
Bryan police arrested 32-year-old Winston Brown early Wednesday morning on charges of burglary and criminal mischief at 2 businesses. According to the arrest report, Brown made multiple attempts to get past police in order to go inside the Family Dollar store on Calder. Brown said he wanted to retrieve a smartphone. Investigators believe Brown was talking about a computer hard drive that was found at the store that was taken from an office on South Texas. Brown's also accused of damaging the store's video surveillance and before that, breaking windows and turning off the alarm system at the nearby construction company office. According to online records, Brown's awaiting trial for 2 convenience store robberies in Bryan. He was also arrested last year for an armed robbery in Burleson County. Brown's being held on bonds totaling $200,000 from his 22nd arrest in 16 years. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A familiar face is returning to the Brazos County Courts. Retired District Judge J.D. Langley was hired by the County Commissioner's Court this week to fill in through October 1st as judge of the Family Law Associate Court.
All the attorneys know him, and so I think they know what to expect when they come into his courtroom, and so I think everything will be fine.
County Judge Dwayne Peters is proposing in the next county budget to make the family court judge a full-time position due to an increasing caseload. Langley, who retired 2.5 years ago as the longest-serving trial judge in Brazos County, takes over for Judge Cindy Miller, who is retiring. Former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace, who was forced out last October, is now the subject of a petition drive to leave his current position. Online at WTAW.com is the petition language from Kirbyville, north of Beaumont, where Wallace started in March. A week ago Tuesday, the Kirbyville High School principal committed suicide after submitting his resignation. Since then, the high school's assistant principal and junior high principal have resigned. The petition calls for Wallace to resign voluntarily or for the school board to remove him. The city of Bryan is hosting an open house Monday afternoon for anyone interested in proposed building code changes.
But there are a few changes that may affect home building and in the electrical code and the residential code. There's updates to the plumbing and all that as well to catch new products and new technologies. So there's some benefits of adopting current codes.
Chief Building Official Greg Cox on our show says the open house is Monday afternoon at 4 in the city council chambers. That's followed by a public hearing Tuesday night at 6 in the city building's basement training room. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. You can text us today at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want a put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Good morning, it's 7:12, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Intervals of clouds giving way to some sunshine. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm later today. It'll be 85 to 90 degrees. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. If we do see a shower or thunderstorm, they'll end during the evening, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow, turning partly sunny. There's a chance for a shower or thunderstorm later in the day. Temperature's going to be close to 90. Clouds and some sunshine Sunday with a chance for showers and storms and highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Rob Childress weighs in on the Houston Regional getting underway today as the Aggs face Baylor. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers won their home opener with the Marshals last night, and record-setting Texas A&M defensive lineman Jacob Green is included in the 2018 College Football Hall of Fame ballot. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well-deserved. That dude could play.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good one. All right, so quiz for parents. If you stick to a set bedtime schedule and, well, you actually act like a parent and enforce the rules for nighttime routines, you're more or less likely to get enough sleep. pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
If you said you're more likely, you are right. A study that I guess somebody paid for in Canada says that what parents probably already know, but many do not follow, if you will stick to a set bedtime schedule and, oh, here's the bad part, enforce the rules.
The enforcer.
That's right. For nighttime routines, your kids may be more likely to actually be those few children who do get enough sleep.
I think I'm going to try to make a living as a researcher who researches things that people already know the answers to.
Money for the obvious.
Seems to be a lucrative field.
Right?
I love this next line. Under Canadian sleep guidelines.
Ooh.
Canadians now, have sleep guidelines?
Well, now, so it makes me wonder, I mean, now that the United States, U.S. America, has backed out of the Paris Accords, are there sleep accords somewhere that we're not adhering to?
Oh, no.
Just letting you know. I mean,
what are we
going to
do?
Think about. Under Canadian sleep guidelines, children 5 to 13 should get at least 9 hours of sleep a night. Teens 14 to 17 get at least 8 hours. Mm. Now, I have no idea now because my kids are long gone out of the house. But, you know, I can remember that time period that we all went through where we wanted to sleep like 19 hours if we could.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or we needed to or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still happening or is that not happening anymore? Because we used to joke about how usually after your senior year in high school and moving on into your early years of college, you would just sleep like crazy.
Oh, man.
All day long.
Like
crazy.
All day long.
Now, does that still happen?
I think so.
Do you? Because you don't think that FOMO is in there?
Oh.
Yeah, it might be a thing, yeah.
At some point, your subconscious goes, wow, wait a minute.
My brother is 21, okay. and he still sleeps quite a bit.
Okay, all right. Well, and so that very well could be. I just don't know. Just don't know how that situation is.
But you're right. I do
does.
Feel like college students, even, they do a lot more than I did these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you've got so many
not
more.
Not just socially, but,
yes.
you know, organizations and groups. And, I mean, and I was involved, but they're just running ragged.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, I would agree. There are a lot of them that that very much do that. And
I would wake up and go, it's 8 o'clock p.m.
Well,
on Tuesday.
And the other thing that is a life-changing experience for a lot of people a little bit later on in their life then is when they become parents. because, you know, if you have a new, if you have a baby, that changes your world. I'm sorry. That
just does.
You have no choice. You have to start, you start thinking, oh, now I got to be a grown up. Ah, I got to be a grown up. So
that's why I'm putting it off as long as possible.
There you go. So there you are. Just understand that there are Canadian sleep guidelines that you may or may not want to follow. But the idea is if you put together a strict routine and enforce it. Okay. Now, how much bad publicity have the airlines been getting?
A lot.
So much.
Okay. Now it's time for some good publicity. And who's it from? Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
In the future, travelers on Southwest Airlines flights may wait half as long as they currently do to get off the plane. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, Southwest is going to experiment with ways to fix that process of having to wait.
Okay.
Some passengers flying the airline into, for instance, Sacramento will experience deplaning from two doors.
Yeah, okay. JetBlue already does this.
Okay, do they?
Yes.
All right.
I was I went to California last summer and flew JetBlue out to Long Beach, and they board, both board and unboard from the front and the back of the aircraft. And it just depends on where your seat is. So if you're, you know, 1 through 15, you go through the front. If your seat's 15 through 30, you go through the back.
Right.
And it was much quicker.
Well, and that's it, you know, because I
want makes sense.
Long time ago when I was doing sports and we'd charter, then you'd go in the back of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
It just did. Mm-hmm. It just made it easier, especially if you were leaving College Station or wherever, smaller airports. But they quit doing that. Was it after the hijacking stuff happened? I'm not sure.
And I will say Long Beach was a very small airport.
Okay.
It was kind of like a College Station.
Okay.
So I don't know if they do the same type of things at the bigger places. Because, you know, you didn't have the bridge necessarily and go straight inside. You did walk outside and up the little ramps to get onto the plane because it was a smaller airport.
Well, the story they say is that Southwest is already doing it in Burbank, California.
Okay.
And they're going to test the deplaning in Sacramento for 2 weeks to see if it works. But again, if it's some smaller airports, and of course, now McCarran is not a smaller airport, but that's Las Vegas, and people can't wait to get out there and throw their money away.
Oh, yeah.
So they
get
really
me off the plane.
Yeah, get antsy about having to stand around while that.
Well, and it is, it's, you know, it's annoying. It's an inconvenience to have to sit there. But more than anything, for the people who are actually connecting to flights, and you get those jerks who aren't connecting to flights and still want to get off the plane first.
Yes.
Because, you know, they'll say, if you're connecting, you may get up. Please stay seated if you're not connecting.
Yeah.
No one listens to that.
No, they don't. Well, and because they put their bags seven rows back, and they're going to walk back that way to get their bag, and if you don't like it, then you can just
lump
it. But
nothing is worse than already, like, being tight on time and just sitting on the, you know, the runway.
See, I haven't flown so long. I have no frame of reference here because, I mean, I haven't flown since, like, 1999 or something like that.
Oh, it's different now.
Yeah.
It's different.
And it's one of those things where, you know, your ticket says, okay, you're going to arrive at 1:05. Yeah. You better plan on not being in the airport till 1:35 time you land and get off the plane.
Yeah, carry on and gate check are the way to go.
It's been a longer time since I've flown than it was before the first time I ever flew. So, yeah.
Okay, years ago, a man moved from Bangladesh to Boston and dreamed of opening his own business. Now, he worked hard, and eventually he owned a 7-Eleven franchise and store. But he lost the franchise after a series of disagreements with the company. After years of legal wrangling, he started a new venture, a store down the street called 612.
Oh, stick it to the man.
Yeah, the original 7-Eleven store, as the name described, its hours. Well, now the owner of 612 wants the store across the street that used to be his to close. He explained to the Boston Globe that the dispute was over what he could sell in his store, specifically if he didn't want to sell hot food, claiming that the products didn't sell. He says they'd sit there on those rollers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And nobody'd buy them. Oh, yeah. And every day I would throw away, he says, between $200 and $300 worth of food. He was told to sell, he was told to sell chicken wings and pizza and have employees at the hot food counter that, once again, people didn't want in the first place. Company revoked his franchise, accusing him of cash register shenanigans. And we don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's now gotten the ability, legally, to open a place called 612 just down the street
Good for
from
him.
A 7-Eleven. Yeah.
Good. Fight the power.
Yeah, well, do what you can.
Wait, so 7-Eleven, the name comes from being open from 7 to 11?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Dallas, Texas. Based in Dallas, Texas, is the Southland Corporation, who I think ran it.
7's kind of late to open.
Well, it was, but, you know, and you're right. And I'm guessing, and that was a culture. I don't know when 7-Eleven was founded, if only there were a way that you could look that up and see. But I'm guessing that the work world was a little different. But still, construction workers were getting to work early in the morning back then. I'm not exactly sure what their options were. But again, I guess it's the idea that maybe you packed up your food at your house.
You want to take a guess when it was founded?
I'm going to say 1947.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
1927.
Wow, is that
yep.
right? Wow,
yep.
Goodness sakes. And it's an old ice house. I mean, that's what and folks can be familiar with tech. That was part of the Texas culture back then, where you would go to actually get ice for your ice box.
Okay.
You know, go get blocks of ice and things. And then they, I think, kind of expanded from that. 1927. Huh?
Yep.
All right, there you go. 722 right now.
CHI St. Joseph reached out to HealthSouth, the leading provider of inpatient rehabilitation services across the nation, to bring expertise and their comprehensive multidisciplinary team approach to the Brazos Valley. HealthSouth provides in-home or doctor's office assessments and admits patients 7 days a week to their 49-bed hospital and has the distinction of being the only inpatient rehabilitation hospital within an 80-mile radius. HealthSouth, helping you get home safer, healthier, happier, and independent. 979-213-4360.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Howdy, I'm Tony Atkins.
And my name is Keith Lean, fighting Texas Aggie Class of 2005.
We're blessed to be Texans and blessed to serve our community as a Texas brand business, Rollo Insurance.
In our line of work, we see it all. Faceless corporations spend billions of dollars trying to commoditize what is very simply a people-centric business. This is where Rollo Insurance is different.
Commercial, farm and ranch, life and health, or home and auto, at Rollo Insurance, come experience what others already know. The difference is real.
Contact Rollo Insurance today at RolloInsurance.com.
The Bryan Rotary Club and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce present the Bryan Rotary 10 Awards Luncheon on Wednesday, June 14th at the Hilton College Station. Since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club Business Performance Awards have recognized annually the 10 fastest growing small firms in Brazos County. This year, the Rotary 10 Awards Luncheon will feature keynote speaker Brad Knapp, small business advocate, officer of the governor, as well as the ANCO Life Achievement Award. Deadline June 9th. Contact Janie Williams, 979-862-5408 for reservations. This event is made possible through financial underwriting support from ANCO Insurance.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 724. The Infomaniacs. For folks who live in or are going to be down in the southern part of Brazos County, you need to know that TxDOT is raising the elevation of the intersection at Welburn Road and Greens Prairie Trail. If you know where that is, or you drive that, they're going to do it this weekend, okay? So as a result, from 6 a.m. on Saturday to 7 p.m. on Sunday, that area is going to be closed because they're going to be working on that. And to get through is going to be difficult, shall we say? Because, I mean, they're going to have pilot cars, they're going to have they're going to have workers out there. They're going to have flagmen. The whole thing is going to be such that if you could in any way find an alternate route, be a good idea, because they're going to improve the grade to the railroad track that runs by there. So traffic will be open to one direction at a time with a pilot car along Welburn Road.
And that's always convenient.
Yep.
Right.
No access to or from Greens Prairie Trail on either side of the intersection will be allowed. So just
need to try to do that.
Yeah, okay? And that's for even those people who like to take Welburn or, you know, 2154 to get to Navasota out to that Houston, you know, if you take that way to
that,
go to
that
Houston.
That shortcut thing.
Right, right. So, because that's that new intersection or that new stoplight intersection is where they're doing that.
So, be aware of that. That starts tomorrow morning and will go basically all the way through the weekend. So, make your plans accordingly to maybe take, as they say, the alternate route. All right. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Kind of got a slight chance of some showers hanging around today, but looks like it'll be more likely during the weekend. We won't hit 90 probably all the way through Tuesday, so that's good. There'll be some clouds out there. But a slight chance of showers today, tonight, tomorrow. It increases on Sunday to 60%. That 60% will continue until Monday, and then we'll continue to have 40% through Tuesday. So plan accordingly. Right now, winds are calm. We've got partly cloudy skies, and it's 71.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank claimed that President Trump's unpopularity is causing a Republican uprising. His piece was titled, Trump's Toxicity Has Republicans Running Away from Their Constituents. What was his evidence? Well, Republicans in several states have faced rowdy town halls. We're told that in Utah, Jason Chaffetz was confronted by angry constituents who want to keep Obamacare. Now, here's what we're supposed to believe. Republican voters who for 5 years have demanded that Congress get rid of Obamacare now all of a sudden love it. And they're attacking their own congressmen at town halls to vent their anger at Trump for trying to take it away. Trump, by the way, who they voted for and are happy with. Now, meanwhile, another news story appeared in the Washington Post on the same day with this headline. Democrats bracing for town hall protests directed at them ask Bernie Sanders for help. Well, now that says it all. The Democrats know who these protesters really are. They are not and never have been Republican voters upset over Obamacare being repealed. They're not mad at Trump. They're out-of-control loony leftists being bought and paid to show up. Now, if Mr. Milbank read his own paper, he might learn that Obama and Soros are behind the protests, part of a strategery to intimidate elected representatives of both parties into keeping Obamacare as they want big government. And then again, you can't blame Milbank for not reading the Washington Post. Who does? Too much fake news in that paper.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking a family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A second C-Store robbery in as many days occurred early this morning at the Rattlers on Holloman Drive West. According to College Station Police, three black men wearing hoodies and bandanas over their faces entered the store with handguns. The clerk was not injured and the suspects fled with an undisclosed amount of money and merchandise. 2.5 years after retiring as the longest-serving trial judge in Brazos County, J.D. Langley is back in the courtroom. County commissioners this week approved hiring Langley to take over the Family Law Associate Court through October 1st. County Judge Dwayne Peters says that follows the retirement of Judge Cindy Miller.
Judge Langley has stepped up again. You know, he was a great public servant while he was the district judge, and he is, I wouldn't say volunteered. I'm not sure who was twisting his arm, but he's decided that he will serve as the associate judge in this interim.
Peters is proposing in the next county budget making the family law court judge a full-time position.
The time of cases filed to be able to get to it had been increasing, and it's because of the caseload that she's been doing. And so it just looked like it's probably time maybe to make that a full-time position.
Peters says the local judges will recommend a permanent replacement for that judge's position. A Bryan man admitted in Brazos County District Court this week to stealing a truck after shooting the driver. The district attorney's office reported a plea agreement was reached with 30-year-old Bill Garcia, where he was sentenced to 40 years and will have to serve at least 20 before becoming eligible for parole. The victim, who did not suffer any serious or permanent injuries, was parked outside the iStop convenience store on College Main in Bryan when he was shot in December of 2014. Garcia and a co-defendant were arrested 1 month later in San Antonio. 32-year-old Sonia Martinez of Bryan is scheduled for a jury trial this November. A registered sex offender from Bryan who is awaiting trial on a charge of not updating his address is back in jail. College Station police arrested 21-year-old Alexander Moore Wednesday afternoon after a woman at Wolfpin Creek reported he exposed himself near children's playground equipment. According to online records, Moore is scheduled to go on trial in September for failing to report a change of address following a conviction of indecency with a child. 2.5 months after leaving the Brazos County Jail, a Bryan man is back for the 22nd time in 16 years.
32-year-old Winston Brown was arrested early Wednesday morning on charges of burglary and criminal mischief at two businesses. Brown's accused of disarming the alarm system and breaking windows to gain entry into an office of a construction business on South Texas near Coulter, then going to the Family Dollar at Coulter and damaging the store's video surveillance and entering the building. According to the arrest report, Brown kept asking officers to let him in the store to get a smartphone. Investigators believe Brown was trying to retrieve a computer hard drive that was taken from the nearby office. Officers also matched shoe prints around Family Dollar to a pair of Nike Air Force Ones that Brown was wearing. According to online records, Brown posted bond March 13th following his arrest last November for armed robberies at two Bryan convenience stores. At that time, Brown was also wanted for armed robbery in Burleson County. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A 4.5-hour room-by-room search of a College Station hotel by multiple local law enforcement agencies yesterday did not yield the person who was sought. Brazos County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says an employee of Hyatt Place said they saw Matthew Brown, who is the subject of an arrest warrant in the investigation of the death of Larry Goodman Jr. In addition to checking the interior of the hotel, a drone was deployed to look over the property. The arrest warrant accuses Brown of tampering or fabricating physical evidence with the intent to impair the Sheriff's Department investigation. A petition drive is underway calling for the voluntary or forced resignation of the Kirbyville School District Superintendent. Tommy Wallace, who started in Kirbyville last March, was forced from Bryan ISD last October. A link to the petition, which was created on the website change.org, is on our website, WTAW.com. The petition follows the suicide of the Kirbyville High School principal and the resignations of the high school assistant principal and junior high principal. The petition is named Justice for Reeves, a reference to Dennis Reeves, who took his life after he submitted his resignation following a meeting with Wallace and an assistant superintendent. Monday is your chance to meet with Bryan City officials about new building and electrical codes.
We're going to have an open house for any contractors, developers, home builders, or citizens who want to come in and talk to us about our new codes that we're going to be adopting.
Chief Building Official Greg Cox on our show says the following day will be the first public hearing of the Board of Adjustment and Appeals to hear the code adoption proposals and amendments.
It goes to council probably a few months after that. We're looking at the first five codes, the international codes on the energy, plumbing, mechanical, existing building code, and energy code.
Cox says the proposed amendments are online at briantx.gov. Monday's open house starts at 4 in the city council chambers, and Tuesday's hearing is at 6 p.m. in the basement training room of the Bryan Municipal Building. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 72 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
On June 15th, join the Bryan College Station community-wide celebration of Juneteenth with the annual Freedom Walk and an interactive storytelling program at the George Bush Presidential Library. This year, the Bush Presidential Library welcomes the Buffalo Soldiers Heritage Troop of the Texas Parks and Wildlife, presented by master storyteller Clifton Pfeiffer. Event time is 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center. The program is free, but reservations are highly encouraged. For more information or to register, email bush.education@nara.gov.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott and White Health.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The Isle at Watercrest Assisted Living Community in Bryan provides exceptional senior living. We believe caring for an individual includes caring for their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. Come see what exceptional senior living is all about at the Isle's Hawaiian Luau on Friday, June 2nd from noon to 2 p.m. Put on your best island wear and join the Isle at Watercrest for snow cones, food, music, and games. The Isle at Watercrest, honoring aging, located at 4091 East Chester Drive in Bryan. Learn more at watercrestbryan.com.
Good morning, 7:39, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Cloudiness will give way to sunshine today at times. Temperatures up to 85 to 90 this afternoon. There's the potential for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, maybe a shower or thunderstorm during the evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, becoming partly sunny. Shower or thunderstorm may pop up in the afternoon, close to 90 tomorrow. And for Sunday, we're partly sunny with the chance of afternoon showers and storms and highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Houston Regional of the College World Series is getting underway today for the Aggs. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress. Meanwhile, the A&M softball team fell to number 2 Florida in their first game in Oklahoma City, and the Cavs couldn't hold off the Warriors in game 1 of the NBA Finals. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. It's great. Yeah, it's great. All right, so how often do you wash your hands in a day?
A lot.
And guess what? Once again, we're still not doing it right. Uh-huh. We apparently still are not doing it right. We know that if we don't wash our hands, then that can spread germs and we can all get sick and Well, you know, we ought to be fist bumping or knocking elbows anyway instead of shaking hands. Mm. You already know all that.
Mm-hmm.
But now the latest study, brand new one from the Journal of Food Protection. Really? The Journal of Food Protection. Cool water removes the same amount of harmful bacteria as hot water does. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Donald Schaffner, who, of course, we all know is the distinguished professor and extension specialist in food science at Rutgers, says people need to feel comfortable when they're washing their hands. Not as far as effectiveness, this study shows us that temperature of the water really doesn't matter. In this gigantic study, they used 21 people, high levels of harmless bacteria put on their hands multiple times over a six-month period before they were told to wash their hands. Now, that's probably not written very well, because it would sound like they haven't washed their hands for 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's not right. But what they did is they had them wash in various temperatures, anywhere from 60 degrees, then to 79 degrees, then to 100 degrees, using the same amount of soap. And they found that there was no significant difference as to whether or not you use cold water or hot water.
See, I always thought the hot water, like, killed the bacteria.
Well, but they don't, because if it's hot enough to kill the bacteria, it'd be hot enough to burn you really severely.
Going to burn you.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. And really, the purpose of this is to get you to quit running the water when nothing's going on and it's just going down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All your water people will say, running this to make, unless you got one of those instant hot things, which is pretty cool. Unless you have that, then you're having to run water to wait for it to get warm enough to wash your hands. Then probably I don't have the numbers in front of me, but probably 11 billion gallons of water are
billion,
wasted.
Billion, that's with a B.
11 billion.
11 billion with a B.
Probably wasting that every day or week or month.
Yep.
So that's why we shouldn't do that.
If
Hello?
We keep this up, it'll be.
Of course, the key word in the report was they'd use harmless bacteria.
Yeah.
So, of course, the cold water is going to wash them off.
Yeah. The dangerous stuff sticks around.
Yeah. Because what difference does it make if it's going there or not? Yeah.
So, okay, there you are. 743. I don't know. What's gas now? Like a buck 15? Is that 215? Excuse me, 215.
I'm like, where are you shopping?
Really.
Yeah, I think I filled up for like 214, 215.
Okay. So.
Not filled up.
It's been more expensive, but like anything else, anything we can do to increase our mileage is a good thing. But some of us are really not doing the smartest thing. So to help you out a little bit, if you're driving across town to save 3 cents a gallon on gas, you're probably not. Because, I mean, if you drive long distances just to save a couple of pennies of gas, because, you know, I think about that as I'm, you know, filling
up. That makes sense.
Sure, yeah.
You know, if you got like a 30-gallon tank or something like that and it's 2 cents, well, you know, is that really been worth driving for another hour? Half hour, whatever.
Nah.
Dealing with the people who are texting on their phones when they shouldn't be,
yeah.
All just to save a few pennies. Now, this part is just for Yankees, but driving with your windows down on the highway to avoid using your air conditioning clearly means you're not from Texas. But there are apparently people who do that. While it's partially true that you can save some money, the biggest drains on your car's gas mileage really is probably the aerodynamic drag. So when you open up the windows, that makes it a lot worse.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, that's not a challenge that we have in Texas very often.
No, we're using that AC.
Now there's this, driving with your tailgate down.
Oh.
Okay, actually the opposite is true. When a tailgate is up, there's kind of a protective air bubble,
uh-huh,
which will form in the bed area, which actually makes the truck a little more aerodynamic than when the tailgate is down.
Now that I wouldn't have thought.
Bubble disappears and the gas mileage gets worse.
Okay.
But then there are a lot of people that have covered beds too. But
yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, you wouldn't be driving with it down if you got a covered bed, I don't think. Accelerating extremely slowly. Many people think that the slower they accelerate, the better the gas mileage.
No, just the more people you tick off.
Isn't that the truth?
Unfortunately,
extremely slow acceleration can bog down your engine, make it run less effectively, and thus wasting fuel.
So floor it.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing the slow acceleration, you're also messing up the gas mileage for everybody behind you.
True. Very true.
So unthoughtful.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But then there are people who just drive slowly. I was so fortunate. I'm on the freeway yesterday,
uh-huh,
and I'm northbound, and I'm in the left lane as I like to be until, well, there's a car that, well, as I got closer to him, He was going 44 miles an hour.
Oh, on the freeway.
In the left lane.
In the left lane.
But
how pleasant.
I have to say, as I pulled around him to see why.
Blue tag.
No, he was very smart in driving that slowly because he was looking at his phone as he drove.
Oh,
so, I mean, it would be
dangerous. He was being safe.
Sure, it'd be dangerous for him to be driving 70 miles an hour.
What an upstanding citizen
exactly.
That person is.
I was so glad that we were able to share the roads mm-hmm. with such a good and smart person.
Well, yeah. Northbound, were you in Bryan already?
Yes, I was.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm not sure.
Okay.
But at that point, does it really matter where you were?
No.
Yeah, whether that's just one more
thing.
To see
if he was breaking the law even more so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So are you ready for a real-life E.T. to move into your neighborhood? An aerospace entrepreneur, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
But an aerospace entrepreneur named Robert Bigelow is dead certain this has already happened. The brains behind Bigelow Aerospace tell 60 Minutes he's probably convinced, he's absolutely convinced that there are aliens who are already living among us. Did you know that?
No.
Just letting you know, they are living with us and apparently have been here for quite a while.
Of course.
That's all there is to mm-hmm. it. He claims that he spent millions and millions and millions on the subject but refused to talk about any personal encounters. And he really doesn't care if people think that he's crazy. But they're out there.
Obviously.
And what?
Hey, if they're out there and they're not messing with me, I'm fine with it.
I think that's probably right. As long as they're not messing with you personally or the environment or something
but
else.
What if they're here collecting data to mess with us all later?
That's what it is. Man, well, that's okay.
What are you going to do about it, Brad?
Yeah.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The journey to find happiness in parenthood was a long and difficult road for Heather and Gary. And they were off to a great start until a tragic car accident stole their children away from them. It happened on a warm and sunny afternoon when Heather and Gary were driving home from a family wedding. A truck driver lost control of his vehicle and crashed into them. The results were devastating. Heather and Gary's 2-year-old son was killed, and Heather, who was 8 months pregnant at the time, went into premature labor. She gave birth to a baby boy who died just a few days later. If you've lost a child, you understand Heather and Gary's loss. You know the depth of their grief. You might even relate to their feelings of guilt. Heather and Gary were in such a dark place at the time. They felt that if they chose to have more children, it would be a betrayal of the children they had lost. Choosing to move forward felt like choosing to leave their deceased children behind, as if they were easily replaceable. It took time, but Heather and Gary eventually felt peace about their desire to rebuild their family. What they discovered was that there are no limits to a mom and dad's capacity to love their children. If you've lost a child, gently remind yourself of that truth. Give yourself plenty of time to grieve and give yourself permission to live again. Love for one child never means less love for another. For more help to get you through these kinds of moments, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team begins play in their 33rd NCAA Division I baseball championship today as they battle the Baylor Bears in Houston regional play. Here's Coach Rob Childress on the field at the regional.
Well, obviously, Baylor's had a great year under Steve Rodriguez. He's done such a great job in a short period of time. Big 12 coach of the year and certainly playing really well. Houston won their conference tournament. They had the player of the year, the pitcher of the year, and will certainly be a handful at home. And Rick Heller at Iowa does a special job of, you know, he and I are good friends. I've known him for almost 20 years. He's as good a hitting coach as there is in the country. Their 3-0 hitters got 26, 27 home runs, and they're playing with an awful lot of confidence right now rolling through the Big Ten tournament. So that'll be a great, great regional.
Brigham Hill gets the start for the Aggs on the mound. First pitch is slated for 2:04 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also for the baseball team, second baseman Braden Shoemake joined the long and distinguished list of Aggie All-Americans as he was named to the Collegiate Baseball All-America First Team, the publication announced yesterday. Shoemake is the 67th Aggie to earn All-America recognition, and he becomes the 11th Aggie to be named an All-American in the last 3 years. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M softball team dropped its first game at the Women's College World Series, falling to number 2 ranked and top seeded Florida 8-0 yesterday at USA Softball Hall of Fame Stadium. The Aggies will face UCLA in an elimination game on Saturday at 11 a.m. A win would have the Aggies in another must-win game later that evening at 6 p.m. with broadcast of both of those games on Willie 1550. Also at the College World Series last night, Oklahoma opened defense of their title with a 6-3 victory over Baylor. The Sooners won despite committing 4 errors. At the newly remodeled Nutrabolt Stadium, the Brazos Valley Bombers earned a 9-1 win over the Texas Marshals in their home opener. Pitcher Michael Machma went 7 innings of one-run baseball, giving up 3 hits and no walks. Machma earned Nutrabolt Player of the Game honors for having the best outing by any starter the Bombers have seen this season. The Bombers will be looking for the sweep of the Marshals tonight at Nutrabolt. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch that game over on Willie as well. Meanwhile, record-setting Texas A&M defensive lineman Jacob Green is included on the 2018 College Football Hall of Fame ballot. Green joins longtime Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer and former Texas coach Mack Brown, along with former players Charles Woodson, Ed Reed, and Calvin Johnson, making their first appearance on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot this year. The ballot was released yesterday by the National Football Foundation. In the NBA, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers will have until Sunday night to try to figure out how to stop the Golden State Warriors, who are unstoppable with the addition of Kevin Durant. Steph Curry knocked down 6 three-pointers and finished with 28 points in a 113-91 Game 1 victory. And Mr. Met was back at Citi Field a day after the person inside the big-headed mascot costume was caught on video making an obscene gesture to a fan. The Mets apologized after Wednesday night's incident during a 7-1 loss to the Brewers, saying the offending employee won't work in the costume again. The Mets say a different person was doing Mr. Met duty for yesterday's game against Milwaukee, which the Mets lost 3-1. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it very much. Time now for our deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Just a short drive south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right there next to Sioux Falls Prater. The deal of the day today is a 2015 Ford F-250. It's the Lariat four-door crew cab edition, 6.7-liter power stroke diesel, only 28,000 miles and only 48,000 plus a change, 48,201 for our deal of the day. And plus, with Texas Custom Outfitters right there on site, you can get it duded up however you want. Tire, grill guard, steps, you name it, they can do it. To find out more, all you have to do is go online to teamofnavasota.com.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC, $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Jen Zweiker comes in here every single week, and we talk about real estate, we talk about the market, we talk about buying and selling homes. But the thing that I take away the most, and the thing that I really appreciate hearing from her the most as a business owner, is that she cares about the people. In fact, her entire team care about the people, all of their clients over there at Zweiker & Associates, and you can be a part of that. If you're looking to buy or sell your home, and you want somebody who really cares about you and cares about making the experience better, an experience that can be so stressful and so nerve-wracking. Well, guess what? The team over at Zweiker & Associates are the experts who will make that experience better for you. It's real easy to get in touch with them, too. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with the experts if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You're not going to regret it because it's going to make your life better, and that's a part of their entire mission statement over there. So check out Jen and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. zarealestate.com is where you do it. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
3 minutes. It's still Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, Ethiopia. Hundreds of thousands of students will be taking tests throughout the Horn of Africa country with grade 10 exams taking place. They've just started and they'll actually end today, and then grade 12 tests the few days after that. Last year, exam papers were widely posted online, prompting the government to reschedule the tests, which are the main public exams for kids who are 16 and 18 years old to figure out whether they're going to be in university or go on to vocational courses. A lot of countries do that. It's a big deal. Well, if they're sharing the information in social media and such, that's not fair. So Ethiopia has cut off internet access nationwide until June the 8th to stop cheating on the tests. You cannot get the internet in Ethiopia for the next week.
Oh, my gosh.
At least. Yeah.
Taking control.
I would say so. So, again, it's a kind of a different world, but it is. That's a big deal over there.
I haven't seen that kind of internet blackout since North Korea.
Yeah. Well, that's, I guess, how, and I presume that will work, and this may be the first year to see it, and we may see other countries do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer Reports tracks the prices of thousands of products all year. They just posted a list of the best things to buy in June. Most of the stuff goes on sale when you don't actually need it, so that makes sense, like winter coats when it's 90 degrees outside. But these are things that you can't really use right now that are on sale. Sunblock. Now, we talked about this, earlier this week, about how the sunblock SPF numbers, understand that probably 35 is good enough because the active ingredient that blocks the sun, they don't put that much more into something that's like an SPF 100. And in fact, we talked about how some sunscreens have a product that just keeps your skin from getting red.
Right.
Yeah. Dangerous.
Still
anyway.
Sun damaged.
Yep. Wireless speakers. They're cheaper than normal right now, including the outdoor kind. So look into that if you're planning for your parties this summer. And weed eaters. Actually, I don't know if it's weed. Probably string trimmers is what we should say, because weed is a brand name. Mm-hmm. But anyway, which is good if you're fixing up your yard. You'll probably need some sort of heavy-duty one, though. The low and high-energy models are on sale right now, though. So three things that are on sale that you can take advantage of and use right now. That's why we're here, to tell you that, and also to tell you that Honey Nut Cheerios does not contain any nuts. They've replaced ground almonds with, quote, natural almond flavor. It's peach and apricot pits that are ground up. I'm just letting you know.
All right.
Got a chance of showers today. We're not going to hit 90 really all the way through Tuesday, but we may have a rainy weekend. We'll see. It's 71 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.